If you grew up in Australia, there was always a couple of TV shows that incorporated themselves into part of your daily routine because they came on at a time where you finished school and were just about to sit down for dinner. Now, these two shows I'm talking about are probably two of the most famous shows Australia is known for, that being Home and Away and Neighbours. Yes, it was Home and Away that gave you guys Chris Hemsworth. Just saying, everybody. But Neighbours was the other show that I truly loved and I grew up with. It's 6:30 weeknights in Melbourne, and I remember coming home from school doing my homework, and I'd always look forward to watching this particular TV show. Unfortunately, I don't get much time to watch TV now, but if I could relive my school days, Neighbours was definitely a highlight for me. And we could check in with the residents of Ramsey Street and see what shenanigans that they were up to. One of the particular girls that I grew up watching on Neighbours was Brooke Satchwell, who played Anne on Neighbours. She was dating Jesse Spencer's character, Bill, who now stars in Chicago Fire. You're welcome for that too, America. And my friends, you're also welcome for this interview. Let's check in for a Throwback Thursday episode with the one and only Brooke Satchwell.
7:15, 18 degrees in mid-city Melbourne, heading for a top of 36. Bright and sunny morning with a chance of showers.
Do you hear the echo in your headphones? Do we need to call the Beastmaster?
Hang on. Go through the corrections. Maybe it's just the water rats in the wires.
Oh, I should call the subdivision of our neighbours, or is it too dangerous this time of the morning?
Not if you take Canal Road.
Oh, just back to the rafters right here, right now. You know, small claims, white wedding.
I know, I'm kind of tripping over my own Radio Samurai personality, to be honest.
We are living in a wonderland this morning. Joining us from the TV show is Grace Barnes, a.k.a. Brooke Satchwell. Good morning.
That is the most impressive intro I have ever had to an interview. That's extraordinary.
We're trying to be all stealth.
And you even casual. Pulled out Radio Samurai.
Had to do that.
Pretty funny.
Had to marry it up. Now, Brooke, what's trending on social media at the moment, which I'll be talking about a little bit later, is... replace a movie title with goat. Give me a couple.
Well, there's my favourite films of all time. There's the Rocky Goat Horror... Rocky Goat Show? Rocky Goat Show? Rocky yeah. Goat Horror Show?
The Goat Wizard Horror of Goat. Show, that would be funny.
Love a bit of Wizard of Goat. Goatzilla, I reckon, would go pretty well. That gives me a good visual.
Yeah, a big goat just walking through.
Oh, God, it's Godzilla.
Three men and a goat.
that's a good one. I've been watching you since I was like 16. Neighbours, my mum was like, you know, you eat your dinner, you do your homework, you watch Neighbours. And, you know, it was kind of a bribery thing going on.
We were just talking about this off air. I'm very impressed with that routine. Yeah. And I think you're onto something. Yep.
Back cool. when Drew Kirk and Libby. What's her name?
Kennedy.
Kennedy, Libby that's Kennedy. Right. Yeah, getting on.
From Oaky or something. Like something like, yeah.
At the Burrows.
Oaky. Yeah.
Oaky.
And he's like some Rodeo or something.
Yeah. And that's how his right. character got Terrific. Killed off, right?
Yeah, I think that was just like out the back of Ringwood.
Near Nattawani. But do you have to talk about that character a lot, even, you know, now you're on Wonderland and stuff?
Look, it's one of those enduring jobs. I mean, it became part of your upbringing, we were in people's lounge rooms every night, and particularly at a pivotal sort of family time, dinner time. So we did become part of the furniture, and it very much, I mean, people have very strong feelings about that. That's where I think it's fascinating that television has such a stronger influence and greater power than, say, film or other mediums. And I think it's been downplayed over the years, but I think people are starting to wise up and see quite how powerful that actually is. And Neighbours is a perfect example of that.
Well, Neighbours celebrated, what was that, 30 years?
30 years.
That's a long time.
Well, we're 29.
Excuse me.
Aren't you 21? Didn't you have a... Exactly. Well, as a whole, as a collective. Yeah, happy birthday, by the way. I didn't say that. That's no mean feat in this industry, you know, by any measure. The fact that this program has lasted that long and it's gone through that many guises too, it's quite incredible.
And your journey on Neighbours too, obviously you took a break, then you went back into TV. What do you find rewarding about this journey, really?
The people. It's the catering and the people. The only reason I got in.
Catering?
It's true. I'm sorry, but it's true. The only reason I got into
Why
this industry.
They serve?
Holy shit. Pardon me. I promised I wouldn't swear.
Hey, food.
Oh, now that's the way to my heart. Yeah. I did my first commercial at 15 and they had like, you know, baskets of chips and focaccia. And everything. I was like, you do this every day, so you get three meals a day with dessert. It's incredible. But it's the people. I mean, you're working, it's a bizarre alchemy me making any sort of film or television. And there's so many variables and it just has to come together perfectly in that moment. So everybody gets that. Everybody's come into the industry from very different directions. And it's this weird hodgepodge bunch of people, like Sideshow Carny folk. That's what we are. And
dun, 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 dun,
yeah, and we're battling the elements and lack of finances or crazy goats. Like, and it's just trying to.
Those damn goats getting into TV production these days.
Well, you'd be surprised. And but it's you kind of, and you're spending, you know, up to 18 hours a day with these people under all sorts of conditions. It really gives you an appreciation for grit and determination and passion.
Now, last week we were talking about bogans, and I've discovered that I'm a bit of an Aussie bogan. What could top a bogan living in the southeast suburbs? Probably one from Frankston and Brooks Dashwood.
And I'm a Meatloaf fan too.
You're from the Franger. You're
Frank
a Franger.
Frankenistan.
Is that new name?
Bad?
Frankenistan.
I think it encompasses certain, you know, vibe.
Tonight on Wonderland, Grace's character, who you play, goes through a bit of a... Is Carlos and her heading for the end?
Well, we could call it the beginning of the end, really, yeah. I guess. They've obviously called time on their relationship previously, and Grace has always had the wrestle with the heart and the head, and curiously she's made the decision to step in and protect Carlos, even though they're not in a relationship, at a cost to her profession, or, you know, in English book, risking her profession, her professional integrity. And that involves them being in a green card, like a marriage of convenience, an arranged marriage, which is a curious thing to do when you've actually had a prior relationship with someone. I mean, clearly that is fraught with issues, which is exactly why the scriptwriters wrote it, isn't it? Let's face it. But it is kind of interesting. And the fact that there is an integrity to their friendship and their relationship, it's kind of funny to watch them live at close proximity with this sort of, you know, these new boundaries in place and the stakes at the level that they are.
Arranged marriage, obviously in Australia, we are, in fact, liberty-wise, we're lucky in that way where we have a choice to see pick who we want to marry.
Yeah.
Apart from gay marriage, obviously you can't get married.
Yeah,
when there's arranged
gay
marriage, and, you know, it'll be quite interesting. But, you know, overseas, you know, people have arranged marriages. What was it like for you from a Western point of view to kind of step into that? I know it was a green card arrangement, but an arranged marriage, was that kind of bizarre for you?
Well, I guess there is that question because, I mean, like we were just talking off air about the beauty of working in film and television. You spend this extensive amount of time, like more time with your real life family with this production team. And I guess it's similar in that sense is that level of intimacy and familiarity that would develop. Whilst you may not have certain feelings at the outset, obviously there's a development there and a greater understanding. And possibly because you're not, that intimately engaged, you have a better perspective of learning in learning about the person. So I guess it's kind of a curious path to travel with someone.
I'm a big fan of Wonderland. I kind of think that you and Carlos were so great with each other, and I'm a little bit sad that it's not working out so well.
Oh, it's the magic of television, Adam. You're going to be all right.
You got me sucked in, and I'm going to be sitting here for the rest of the season going, come on, get back together, come on.
Yeah, well, we're under the same roof, and my mum comes to visit at some stage down the track, and obviously we have to perpetuate the...
Not your mum from Frankston.
Not my mum from Frankston.
That would be
a little
hilarious.
Bit of a road trip. Although, funnily enough, Glenn's mum actually plays his mother in the television show. Yeah. So they got her on because they had to do like a Skype scene, and they got her to do, and obviously she speaks Brazilian, and they had her on. And then that role just grew over time. So she's come back and had quite a feature role in the program. So never say never.
One Skype call can lead to many, many things.
Well, see, at the moment, though, Kate Raisin plays my mother on, and I don't know if you remember her from E Street. She was Sheridan with Sheridan and Wheels. So I was a little bit stoked about that.
That'd be a good question. If you could choose, Ginny, if you were in a TV show, who would you choose to play your mum?
Oh, Eva Mendes.
Ooh.
I have a very young mum.
Yeah, yeah. There's a story in that, for sure.
She had me when she was five. That's fine.
I totally get, what's her name? Who played the grandmother in Rumour Has It? What's her name?
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley MacFarlane?
Yeah, yeah. She would
MacFarlane,
be great.
MacLaine? MacFarlane?
Something
I haven't
like
seen Rumour Has It. Which one's Rumour Has It?
With Jennifer Aniston and Kevin Costner.
Oh,
do we have time to probe you before you leave?
Do you? Yeah. All right.
I'm going to ask you five questions, Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke, it's 30 seconds you've got to answer them.
All right.
Just, standard guest protocol.
Standing
here.
By.
Question number one.
Yes.
Give me a quote from Jason Derulo. That's a great quote.
Thank you.
Question number two. If you could invite three people to dinner, dead or alive, who would they be?
Oh, Meatloaf's there for sure.
As a dish or the actual guest?
Both. Both actually my favourite, my triple decker meatloaf sandwich I have on the Hume Highway. Every time I come down, I stop in Gundagai. It's like the highlight of my trip. But yeah, so we'd have Meatloaf and Meatloaf. I probably wouldn't need anyone else if he was there. Nah, just Meatloaf.
Just Meatloaf?
Yeah.
It's cool with me. Question number three. What would you do if you were a fish?
Oh, I most definitely would not go backwards.
That would be difficult.
Well, it would be very dangerous too.
Question number four. What is your shoe size?
9.
Right. Question number five.
I love the fact that you didn't bat an eyelid over that.
No. It's
going to
move along.
And maybe they're also wishing I'm a gay man now because they're going, oh, a size 9. That would be fantastic.
Who would you turn gay for?
Well, I tell you what, we've got some, just if you were just going purely on an aesthetic level, Jessica Gomes. She's rocking it at the moment. The Australian model, she was just recently, she's been in the paper a lot lately, DJs.
Right.
Oh, she is a spunk and a half. She's, yeah. Now I'm at the end of Jessica Gomes.
Brooke Satchwell, thank you so much for joining us. Catch her and the rest of the crew on TV. On TV. Yeah, definitely on TV. On Channel 10's The Wonderland tonight, 8:30 p.m. Brooke, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
It's time to party, the Genius Show.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look. Live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.